Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our reading for today is a continuation of the gospel lesson from last week. And once again, we speak of love. And in this text is, I think, at least for me, one of those incredible little phrases that at least for me anyway, summarizes what it is to be God's people. Jesus says, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. And this is the phrase, abide in my love. I think in those words, those three words, we have a tremendous, beautiful picture of what it means to be the body of Christ, the church, God's people. That God's people are those people who abide in God's love and then give it away. Now, it seems simple enough, right? Sure. If you've been around the church for very long, you know about the church lady. And, you know, we should all just love one another. It'll be fine. But the love that Jesus speaks of is not that kind of saying, oh, let's all just get along and pretend like we like each other. This is the kind of love that Jesus experiences from God. As the Father has loved me, which is in the same way that the Father has loved me, in the same way that God has loved Christ, so I love you. Do you remember how God loved Jesus? It's not the kind of love that makes for a good novel. It's not the kind of love that you kind of say, boy, there's where I want to go. In the Gospel of John, God loves Jesus where? On the cross. That's how God shows God's love. This sort of tragic and powerful and absolutely unimaginable agape love. That's the love that God has for us and commands us to have for one another. Jesus will go as far as to say it, no greater love is there than this, that one would give one's life for his friends. And you are my friends, Jesus says. Well, if you just read it in a kind of sanguine way, it all seems so nice. Do you realize that what Jesus calls his disciples and us to become is abiding in the cross, in the kind of love for which we will even give ourselves up? Well, it looks great on paper. It looks and sounds like a great idea right up until you have to actually do it. Then it gets difficult. Still, I think it's a wonderful picture for us in the church that we are to abide not only just for church, but for God's people everywhere. But do we do it? Do we live it? I think one of the places that you could look to answer that question is in any church's finance committee. Have you ever served on a finance committee in a church? It's the one place that it's increasingly hard to find love. Right? I mean, think about it. This is a little bit of an unusual place, I have to say, because our finance committee is really quite wonderful. But I've been doing this a long time, and I have to say the meeting that I have always hated the most is the finance committee meeting. Because it's the one place we spend most of our attention in a lot of congregations, worrying about money. And hardly ever in any of those finance committees, except for ours, of course, I have to be careful because they approve my paychecks. Hardly ever do they talk about love or mission or joy or care. As a matter of fact, probably the most tumultuous and difficult times that I've ever had in any annual meeting in any congregation has always been about the budget. Everything is sweetness and light right up until the point that you have to pay for it. Then the horns come out. Although, again, not so much here. As a matter of fact, it's deadly predictable. The treasurer will move the budget. April Smith will have a question about it. Carolyn Keeler will have a second question about it. Bill will call the question, and we will vote. Every single year. It's really quite lovely. But when we focus on just the kind of mechanics and finances and organization and how we do things, is that really abiding? Might that look like for us to abide in Christ, to abide in love? Suddenly, arguments about the budget and priorities, or whether we should put on a new roof or put down a new floor or have another office person, or, you know, what and for goodness sake are we ever going to do about the janitor? Please, Lord, save me every day from the janitor question. But what if we spent less time talking about that and engaging one another in the things that matter? In life, in hurt, in joy. You know, the problem with budgets is that money always runs short. There's never enough of it. So of course we're going to argue about it. But the kind of love in which Jesus calls us to abide is never depleted. It's always abundant. It's always there as God's deep and overflowing gift. Gertrude Mueller Nelson writes, "Love does not deplete itself. It's like the flame of the Easter vigil." And I love this wonderful picture. "It enters from the dark space, a single flame. As other candles are lit from this candle, this light, that light, the first light is not depleted. Each candle flame is the same, and the light spreads through the space until the room is full of light. If God is love and Christ is God, then every act of love is like spreading of, like the spreading of the Easter light through the dark places of the world. Every act of love is an illuminates life and drives the word of God embodied in it, that agape, deeper into the sinew and bone of humanity. Every act of love fills the air with the familiar fragrance of God's deep abiding in Jesus Christ." Can you imagine that as the definition of what it means to be the body of Christ? That all the rest of it just becomes a tool for love? That our committees are bent on being the ones that help us abide in Christ? That our council lead us in the way to abiding in love? That even in our fellowship and in our cleaning up and our setting up and all of the things that we do, the ways that we teach our children and sing our songs are just immersed in that promised love of God. Jesus says to us, "This is my commandment. And I know that you love me because you keep this commandment. that you love one another. And no greater love is there in the world than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Jesus does not call us servants any longer, but friends. And as we look to the future of who we are and how we are in the world, what if we abide in love? Amen.